Welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis, every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 Mountain, 7 to 8 Central, and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio at www.bbsradio.com. Or if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Tonight, Saturday, February 24th, 2007, our host will be interviewing Dr. Ronald Talmadge of Miracule Water. He'll be discussing some of our most basic rights to health products being threatened by the FDA, who say they have our health at best interest. Stay tuned, listeners. This will be another very enlightening show. And as always, please be sure to have a pen and paper ready to write down any useful information you will hear on The Simple Truth tonight and every Saturday night. We will be taking calls at the last half hour of our show, so to call in, those numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227, toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322, and for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Many thanks go to our producer, Donald Newsom, for BBS Radio and what he and all those involved have done with BBS Radio Network. BBS Radio is first to bring you truth, knowledge, consciousness, and so much more directly through the Internet. Now, we can finally get the truth out there to those who are so desperately seeking it. Announcements. All announcements will be posted on the Trusted News Trader link at the blog site on bbsradio.com. Please post anything you may feel of be of interest to our listeners, or simply email our host with any information that could be useful to our audience. Also, please check in for updates at our main website at www.tobehealthynow.com. And for any questions, feel free to contact our host at any time at sacredtech@cox.net. And now, here is the host of The Simple Truth, Jeff Lewis.
Oh, hello and good evening. Thank you, conscious listeners, for joining us again tonight, now our ninth show here on BBS Radio. As I have said before on prior shows, this has been a lot of fun being able to get the truth out there to those so desperately seeking it. Stay tuned, listeners. You haven't heard anything yet. And please be sure to hear our past shows on the BBS Radio archives at bbsradio.com. Again, all the show information is finally up now. Thank you, Don, our producer. And our very first radio show, or my very first radio show, I should say, with Dr. Fred Bell, is also up on our show info site under the Simple Truth show info. Be sure to listen to that one. That one was really good, I think, one of my best yet. So hopefully we can top that tonight. To our listeners out there, as I said before, it is my mission and passion for the Simple Truth to be about cutting-edge health, nutrition, advanced healing technologies, and modalities from around the world. It is also my intention with every show to freely give out viable, effective, and or affordable and easily accessible healing suggestions and modalities you can do right in the comfort of your own home. It is also my mission and passion to address the current untold news that is just not in the media regarding lawful and legal issues regarding our rights, our freedoms, our property, our children, and our very futures. Need information on this topic? Simply email me and put in the links, in the subject box, links to freedom, truth, and justice. Only through truth can we educate anyone regarding our God-given rights, freedoms, our children's futures, our property, our health, and the very laws given to us by our Creator. God has granted each and every one of us all the same rights, so claim them, please. Be sure to freely give out what you learn here tonight, pass on the knowledge, and thanks for listening and being aware. Disclaimer, do not take my word for it or the word of our guests when it comes to your health or your freedom and your rights. This show and its websites and BBS Radio and its websites will not be held liable for the results achieved or not achieved by the use of our products or suggestions. This program is for educational purposes only and not meant to replace the advice of a conscious family doctor or a conscious family lawyer. Always seek for yourself, educate yourself, and you will discover the truth in anything you seek. Stay in the light, seek, and ye shall find. So, with all that said, let's get started tonight with our special guest, Dr. Ronald Talmadge. Dr. Talmadge, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Jeff. How are you?
Yay, we got through all that. We didn't lose you. Great. Well, let's get started. Tonight is kind of your show here. As we've missed Ron the past couple of weeks, I actually promised him a show, and I kind of messed up there, and again, I apologize to you, Ron, for that. Hopefully we will make up for that. I always go by it's a timing thing too, so Spirit has some control there. So it's not completely my fault, but I take responsibility for it completely. So this show is all yours. What are we going to cover here?
Well, Jeff, the thing I want to cover the most is a few things that we found while trying to do things and promote products to help humanity, solutions that most people don't know about, literally that government agencies such as the FDA are prohibiting us from telling anyone about and trying to keep us from even importing into the United States to be sold to people so that they can even have the choice in these different, we'll call it, revolutionary healing modalities and products that enable them not to take toxic pills and to get rid of problems. So
yeah.
That's basically the areas that I'd like to cover a little bit this evening, to make people aware so that they can perhaps start to do something from their side of the fence, shall we say. Let them raise their voice and let them be aware of what is going on.
Okay, well, that's kind of what this whole show and the whole reason and purpose, if my producer's listening tonight, he's probably jumping up and down going, yes, yes, yes. That's kind of why we're here. We're fed up with it. Obviously, it's not working. We know this. People that thought it was working before are starting to finally wake up and realizing it's not working. They're getting back to basics with water and so forth, which hopefully we can talk a little bit about that tonight, if you don't mind. I know you want to really get into this, and again, this is your show, so take it where you want to go. But yes, we need to wake up the people. We need to rally the people. That's what this is all about. That's what BBS Radio is all about. That's what all the hosts of all the other shows, some get into it a little bit more than others. I think I'm probably one of the more extremists in BBS Radio with Dr. Fred Bell. But, right up there with Alex Jones, it's just about getting the truth out there, and that's it. Let the people decide. So it's all yours. Go ahead.
Well, Jeff, I need to also give people a type of a disclaimer in a way. Anything that I'm saying can't be construed as a product claim. And also, there is another little thing that we can attach to the statement in that I don't make any money promoting any of these products. I have never received a paycheck from the companies that manufacture them or the companies that market them. So I have sort of an independent voice. I have been asked to I guess you'd say, stay at the head of the wheel and guide these corporations as the president, and I've done that on a pro bono basis, and that basically means without pay or compensation.
That's
most
wonderful.
People are
I think
not aware of that.
I read something about that on your website. Is that recently put up there? At the beginning of the website?
Yes, that's recently put up there, and we are at this time updating the website with content, and I'm actually making separate informational websites up where we can put expanded information on those websites because of the different legalities that the FDA tries to make us jump through in little hoops.
Right.
For instance, there's a little small something that we found that the FDA would not allow us to mention any form of body part or to tell anybody how to use any of the products. The moment that we tried to tell anybody what scientific testing or documentation or work had been done, whether by our own labs or by other laboratories, they made us literally take the information off of the web entirely.
Wow.
They have requested that we take pages and pages of scientific information off the web to prevent people from finding out the truth. And this is something that's very interesting, considering that the FDA allegedly is there supposedly to help educate people, but yet they don't seem to be educating anyone. And they also have a propensity to favor the pharmaceutical industry to the point that I refer to the FDA as the pharmaceutical cartel's Gestapo, literally going around and destroying other businesses as much as they possibly can and making it so that the only choice a person has is toxic, harmful drugs with side effects.
Well, fear not, my friend. As you and I know, this is their last ditch effort, their last stand, because they know there's no way they can keep this truth out anymore. People just know that it's working. People are getting results. They're getting viable, provable results. And as you said, this thing of holding back science and knowledge has been a common, you know, again, last-ditch effort of theirs that's not just not going to succeed. You and I know this. So let's be a little bit more excited about the fact that now that we have all these problems, now that there are solutions finally that we can give people and that they can educate themselves on and actually do something with their lives to get somewhere, you know. And then we're talking about many levels here, even though the company you're speaking of works on one level with water, which I believe personally is the most important level of all consciousness, because without water, there would be no life. So I don't know how far you want to go with this concerning the FDA, so I'm going to let you explain and bring out what you want to bring out, and then if I think I can embellish on it, I'll add my own little opinion. But this is your show, so go.
I'm going to go a few levels into the vast array of information here. And we could probably do a dozen shows on this topic, and I would never run out of anything new to tell the listeners or anything new that would be interesting for them. So I'm going to start to cover a few things that are quite interesting and quite well documented through history. When we start to look back through history, we found that up until around the 1930s, when the FDA came into force, silver was used as the greatest antiviral and antibacterial agent on the planet. And it's rather simple. Just as every bacteria and virus has to breathe, just like us humans have to breathe in order to live, well, silver has a very unique thing. The frequency of silver stops the breathing mechanism in bacteria and viruses. And consequently, to protect the financial interests of the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA went out and they literally kicked the doors down, put people in prison, killed people and other things of that nature in their raids to put every colloidal silver and ionic silver manufacturer out of business. They did that a couple of different times throughout the last 100 years.
And where does silver stand right now politically? Last I heard in 98, I think it was, or was it 93, where that was it? Anything with silver is banned now?
That's a rather unique thing in that
based on animal studies that the animals, you know, their health level changed. Well, they didn't say whether it got better or worse. They just said it changed. So because there was something of question there, they had to ban it. I mean, that's just ridiculous as usual. But do you know any more on that one? Because I've been trying to research that a little.
I can give you a little bit of generalized background. I'm going to concise things down a little bit where it comes to silver.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Now, silver is considered, when we start to look at it on a scientific level, as being an essential nutrient. And by essential, I mean it is generally speaking one of the components of our DNA. It is also a component of various different cellular metabolic functions. Without silver, you wouldn't be alive. So it's an essential nutrient if we look at it from that perspective. Now let's look back a little bit in history, and we know that people have been eating with what they call real silverware for thousands of years.
Correct.
The rich generally were the ones that could afford real silverware, and other people would eat with wooden spoons or stainless steel or whatever it may be.
Right.
Now there was a reason why the rich ate with silverware. It was because each and every day they would get a small amount of silver in their diet, and they would consequently stay much healthier than the poor would. And now let's go on a little bit further, in that the FDA tried to do a big scare to get people away from silver. And what they did was they went out and they tried to find somebody that had some sort of negative effect from silver. And they searched around and they finally found a fellow that worked in a photography developing studio where he developed huge sheets of film for developing. Are you familiar with this a little bit?
Yes, the silver they use,
Yeah, well, in the photography lab...
That stuff even gets into the gas state when you're in there. He's breathing it. That stuff even goes into the gas state. That stuff you use to develop film when you're in there, when in the developing studio. It actually, the fumes you're smelling is in there too. It's pretty toxic stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, this fellow was dipping his arms down all the way up to his shoulder and some of the time his shoulders into solutions of silver nitrate that are over 2,000 times the concentration that the highest concentration silver product that's ever been on the market has ever been made at.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing this day in and day out, some of the time working as much as 60 hours a week. And after 40 years of doing this, he finally, and working in a dark room, developed a grayish tint to his skin. And they attributed this to the silver, although I think a significant portion of it was his lack of being in sunlight. Almost anybody that works in the dark all the time and doesn't get any sunlight exposure would get a little bit gray.
Chris.
But they used him as a poster child to try and scare people away from silver and to make them think that if they took a silver product, that they would get gray skin. And this was a really hard hit on anybody that was trying to make any silver products. Now, years later, when I got into the thing and I started to investigate how to make products that would get rid of viruses, that would get rid of bacteria and stuff like that, I ended up speaking to some old-time scientists that had been around for a lot longer than me. They were in their 60s and 70s. And one of the fellows, he said, you know, it isn't so much the content of the silver as the vibration of the silver that is in the water. And I gave a lot of thought to that, and then I started doing some testing in the lab.
Uh-huh.
Now, on one of the websites, somebody will see the scanning ST electron microscope that's in one of my current laboratories. And since Jeff and I last saw each other and everything, I've moved to a very remote location and have a very top-secret laboratory with very advanced equipment. And it was one of the things that I was without a real laboratory of my own choosing and everything for a while I was working to get a factory going. But if we move on a little bit in this, we find a simple thing. There are patents on the worldwide patent server, and there are patents on the United States patent server of various different types of silver-based solutions that kill every type of virus and bacteria known to man, including the HIV virus.
Uh-huh.
But yet it's not put out into the public domain. Nobody tells you about it on CNN or anything else like that. And these types of products are generally not available to the general population.
Correct.
Now, we made a silver-based product, and I'm not going to name that silver-based product. But we were literally required to put a disclaimer on the product telling people that it was not for killing any type of bacteria, virus, etc., in order to even get the product imported in the United States.
Well.
And we made it where it put off that silver frequency that killed bacteria and virus more powerful than any other product of its type on the market. We ran extensive testing to make sure that it was the most powerful in the world, but we went a step further. I actually tested it and drank 4 liters of it in one day's time, and consequently followed up with multiple liters on following days to see if there were any adverse side effects. And I don't have gray skin or anything like that, like the FDA would have us believe. Matter of fact, I've consumed 2 ounces of it every 30 minutes a couple of different times when I wanted to quickly knock out infections.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not able to tell people about this. We're not able to tell people that it has been documented that alternative medical facilities have used it to inject because we manufacture it to exceed injectable standards.
Uh-huh.
We're not able to tell people about how we've emptied out in other foreign countries with less than a single bottle of this. We've emptied entire HIV wards when we got the cooperation of doctors who worked in there.
I'm going to have a doctor on in the near future. You're going to be interested in that program, Dr. Tony. He's doing some studies in Africa right now. And, yeah, I mean, this stuff is just, God. It's doing some amazing things. Yeah. You've touched on a subject that's been a great passion of mine, too. I'm a avid overdoser of silver. I have no spots, no gray skin, very healthy. My allergies are gone. My asthma is gone. My sinusitis is gone. I had all these problems until I was introduced to silver.
Well, let me tell you a little neat thing. I want to tell you this little small thing, and that there are different forms of silver, as you and I know.
Yes.
There's, as throughout history, I can go back actually about 4,500 years when I studied ancient history, and I found manufacturing techniques for a very certain type of form of silver water. And we use this manufacturing technique that I found when studying ancient history. It's about a 4,500-year-old manufacturing technique. And to say that the ancients weren't very smart, well, gee, many Christmas, I found a lot of things they knew that,
yeah.
That
we're still not doing now.
Science has no idea about.
Yep, I know.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about this funny thing, in that when we try to make a silver-based solution, when we get colloidal particles that are smaller than about 12 atoms per cluster, they start to break instantaneously apart in a water-based solution, and they become what is known as ionic, which means they have water molecules on the surface of the silver atoms. So any true colloidal product would normally be considered just small clusters of silver atoms.
Right.
But it's impossible to make a 100% colloidal product unless you decide to filter out all the ionic that's made in the process. And that's pretty hard to actually do. It's a little bit of a reverse of things to do that. But I think as part of your education, you're familiar with the form of what we call ORME, which is an acronym for Orbitally Rearranged Monoatomic Elements, aren't you, Jeff?
Yes, sir. I'm a student of it, but I'm learning.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you that I have a page on the web that I'm revising and adding content to all about ORME, and I'm expanding it out. It'll be almost four times as big as it used to be. I'm disclosing a lot more of my scientific research findings and the research findings of other scientists worldwide. So you're going to want to check that page out in the near future.
Well, are we allowed to give that out yet, Ron?
Well, let's just say this. If you do a Google search and you use my name and you type in ORME, I think you'll be able to come up with it just as soon as Google search engine gets around to re-optimizing and relisting it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
That's the easiest way for us to do this without us entailing any possible repercussions, shall we say, from the pharmaceutical Gestapo known as the FDA.
Yeah, you've had quite an interesting experience so far with all that. I think starting off here and having to be where you're at now is proof of that. But as I said, we're going to win this one. There's no stopping the truth this time. And that's what this is all about.
Here's something that's going to be posted to that page in the very near future. Okay? Well, the ORME form of silver, the orbitally rearranged monoatomic version of silver, puts off seven times the strength in the silver vibration as compared.
Uh-oh. Donald, I hope you're listening to the show. I think we lost him. Yes, folks, we did. Do we have anybody there listening in? Let's give it a few seconds here, folks. We're back. Sorry about that, folks. A little technical difficulty there.
That's okay. Where did we leave off at?
You had started to describe the silver to the seventh power?
Yes, the alarming silver puts off the silver frequency that does its magic work on these bacteria and viruses seven times more powerfully than does ionic. That makes it so that the Ormes-based silver solutions are much, much more powerful than are the ionic or the colloidal-based solutions. And the unique thing about our product is that literally one-third of the atoms are in the Orme form, one-third are in the ionic, and one-third is in the colloidal form. And there's a reason why we make it that way. You know, if you think of it as shooting at things with bullets, we know that we don't shoot at a hummingbird with a cruise missile, and we don't shoot at a battleship with a BB gun.
Right.
So we put all the different sizes of colloidal particles up to 1 micron in diameter in, and that enables us to shoot at everything and to make a very, very powerful solution. And the FDA has done everything in their power to try and keep this off the market and out of people's hands.
Yeah,
and
that's true, but
well,
it's still out there. It's still in the stores. It's still a lot of good silver products out there, a lot of bad silver products out there. So what is the deal? Do you know any more on that? Like I asked you earlier about the whole thing that went down when they passed the law that anything with silver, I mean, even they had Centrum with silver. And when this law was passed, Centrum had to stop making Centrum with silver. They still call it Centrum silver, but it doesn't have silver in it anymore.
There's a lot of different stuff there. One of the interesting things is that every single solitary time that we have went to ship this silver product into the United States, they have placed a hold on it. We've had to hire attorneys to try and get the holds lifted, and they've demanded that we make a change in the labeling. Now, we currently have an FDA agent that is saying, well, you've made so many changes to the label, we're not going to allow the product into the United States ever again.
Oh, my God.
And would you like to know who that FDA agent is?
I'm sure that FDA agent knows exactly who they are, and their karma is coming to them very shortly. That sounds atypical. So what have you been doing to get this to work? I mean, tell them that they can test the product. They can see what it is. It's just water and one major element of silver. It's not so much what it is. It's what it's doing. That's the magic here. So where are we going with this? What did you want to talk about that was really, really, you said you were saving for me to surprise me with?
Well, we're going to go right on through with this, but literally, I think that people need to get a hold of these FDA agents and tell them, hey, you know what? I am tired of you trying to keep products off the market that are beneficial for us. Tired of you playing funny games and everything, because they like to play these funny games. And later on, I'll give you an opportunity to ask me, and I'll be happy to supply the information of exactly what agents are doing a lot of this. Now, I have to admit that some of them are probably not too well educated. As a matter of fact,
no. Again, don't be mad at them. It's not their fault. I've told my past listeners the same thing. I had Dr. Coulter on a couple weeks ago, author of Shot in the Dark and several other highly enlightening books to what they're doing, and he's very angry. He's just like that's not feeding them the anger that they're trying to get us to get into is not going to work. You know this. I'm not explaining anything you don't know. But for our listeners out there, it's not about being angry at these people for what they do, because they are undereducated, just like the general public is undereducated to what we're trying to explain to them and the benefits of good structured living water, colloidal silvers, the whole enchilada. So I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go on and let's talk about something else. You know, throughout history, we've had a lot of different products that have been put in front of the American Cancer Institute, and a lot of times where they've covered up how these products were effective against cancer, and yet there's still the doctors out there that are telling people they have to go for radiation injections of chemotherapy and stuff of this nature. Yet doctors are taught when they go to school that radiation causes cancer.
Press 1 to save your message. Press 2 to record your message. Press 3 to review your message. Press star to cancel your message.
Somebody interrupting our phone here.
I don't know what's happening. I may need to dial back in for you. I still hear you. Somebody's trying to play.
I'm sorry. That is an invalid entry. Please try again. Press 1 to save your message. Press 2 to record your message. Press 3 to review your message. Press star to cancel your message.
That's not mine. I don't have that type of voicemail. So that's another technical difficulty. The powers that be trying to block this, but I can still hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. That is an invalid entry. Please try again. Press 1 to save your message. Press 2. Message saved. Thank you.
Hello? Ron, can you hear me? That was weird. That was twice now. I lost on too. Are we back? Can you hear me, Ron?
I can hear you.
There we go. That was interesting.
Well, I can tell you this little funny thing, Jeff, is that a lot of the time when I start to say things that there may be some powers out there that don't want us to tell anybody about, my phone will get disconnected.
I've had that happen many a times in many conversations. I'm sure you've had it as well.
Yes.
So being that this is nothing you're not used to, let's just continue right on and get through this. We're halfway through the show here. Any listeners that would like to call with any questions, again, the numbers are 877-876-5227 in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for our international callers, it's 530-876-3222, which I think you've called in on right now, so that might be occupied. But let's just continue where we're going with this.
Well, here's an interesting one in that years back, I had a close friend that had cancer, and so I went in the laboratory and I used all the research that I knew, and I developed a product for them, and they're cancer-free at this time in their life. Matter of fact, they were cancer-free after a couple of bottles of this product, and it was 100% non-toxic, and I can't mention the name of it on the air, but I can tell you this. The FDA has tried to keep us from importing this product, and every single shipment we have made in, they have complained about something on the label. They have reviewed the labeling now more times than I can count, and they keep on trying to tell us that something else has to be changed. Usually, every 3 or 4 times that they tell us to change something, they're telling us to change something back to the way it was before.
Well, being so familiar with the FDA, what is the guidelines with them? Who is their overseers? Who do you go to when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, the thing is, it's basically no one oversees the FDA.
Not even the Supreme Court.
Well, how can I say this? You have to file lawsuits if you want to get something in front of the United States Supreme Court. And if you
wouldn't that be
a
viable thing to do here? That they're trying to bring something that's of benefit that you can prove on every level. That is completely non-toxic. It's just two elements, water and silver, or whatever element be with water. In some cases, I've heard you have even problems with just water. It's straight water. It's H2O. You're trying to get this water that's basically a healed, living, good, structured, living water, the way it should be and was and meant to be, but they've even stopped you from bringing that in.
Yes, they've stopped us from bringing in water that's more pure, or I should say has fewer harmful contaminants in it than reverse osmosis filtered water. But yet they will allow people to sell water with known toxins in them and known poisons. And this is because it makes people sick. People go to the doctor. They buy more pharmaceutical drugs. And those that they promote, which is the pharmaceutical cartel, get money and get rich off of people being sick.
Yeah. You know, I think we know that now. I think most people have woken up to that fact. Including some of those very people within that system, because a lot of them are just they can't do it anymore. They can't handle the grief or the karmic rebound of what they know is coming of what they're doing to people for profit. That's not where it's at.
Well, you know, there's a funny thing in that, Jeff, I've invented a technology. It's in every country around the world. We've sold and moved these water processors, and we have extensively documented how there is health and there is anti-aging effects from drinking and consuming the water. We've extensively documented how literally a person's level of spiritual development increases in a documented, measurable means. And yet, I'm not allowed to tell anybody about it. And I found that really interesting, that literally if we make a single solitary product claim whatsoever, then the FTC wants to take the product 100% off the market. So we literally can't tell anybody hardly anything. And the FDA looked for every type of loophole they could find to try and take the product off the market, but they found that because the person was hooking the machinery up and they were making the water themselves, it didn't fit into anywhere that they could make any type of problems with this. But they have taken, at one time we used to take at the factory and put shipping labels on the products there and just simply ship them across the border in the United States, drop them off at a private carrier, and let them be delivered. They stuck one shipment one day, and they took every single solitary phone number and person's address.
Not only
reported it, but they also called all those customers up to verify that they were actually they had actually ordered and requested the product. That is an extreme violation of privacy in the United States, but they did it anyway.
Oh, big time, big time. I mean, I'm sure they said a few things to scare them to not order it ever again, too. That's just, I mean, this has been going on, as we know, you and I know, and those that are out there consciously know of this whole situation. It's been going on for quite some time now, folks. But you said more people, we need to rally people, but getting together and rallying people and having them call the FDA, I don't think would do squat. I mean, if their phone lines are tied up completely every single day so they couldn't even do business, would stop them. Ultimately, the people need to just take control of their own lives, and that's it. You know, the FDA says this is not good for me, that is good for me. Well, I'm going to decide for myself, and I've used it, and it feels good, so I'm going to go with it. And the more, it's just like what I talked about with Dr. Coulter and homeopathics. The AMA, did you know, was created specifically to take down homeopathics? That's why they created and put the AMA together in the first place, was to stop and abolish homeopathics. So being on the same driven mode, I'm sure, as the FDA and the AMA are, as their brothers, they're going to drive something that's just not going to be driven away anymore because the people see the truth. So ultimately, yes, the people do need to rally in a sense to where they start taking responsibility for their own lives, start educating themselves, start properly educating their children, which has been a very big issue with me and my children. You and I have had many conversations about and the futures of our children, which is quite a critical issue we could do a whole show on, I'm sure. Well, let's just, this is your show, so let's just continue on. We've got about 15 minutes left here, and again, we're taking calls. So anybody wants to call with any questions, please feel free to do so. Ron, all yours.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about an FDA compliance officer and something interesting that we've had happening. For over a year, we have had submitted labels for new products to be approved by the FDA and to tell us any type of changes they might want on those labels. Now, after a year of us repeatedly asking for status and being told that these labels were in the center for evaluation, which shouldn't take more than a few days for a label to be evaluated, all somebody has to do is look at it. The agent in charge, her name is Rosa L. Santos. Her title is called Compliance Officer, and she works for U.S. Food and Drug Administration in Nogales, Arizona. And if anybody wants to call and ask her, her phone number is 520-281-1100. Okay? But after over a year, she now says, we've never received the labels, yet we sent them to her six different times.
Oh, that poor thing. I bet you she's scared. I bet you she's scared, and God knows what they're doing to her to tell her to do this, and you can't allow this, and just tell them whatever, and that's just pure insanity. It's not going to last.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to go on a little bit further in that the Food and Drug Administration's address in Nogales, Arizona is at 200 North Mariposa Road, and they have a fax machine there, too. The fax machine is 520 area code, 281-1190. And you know what? I think that if we let enough of our listeners know and people get their covers pulled off so that people in the public know who is doing these little deeds, maybe they won't be able to hide behind their little desk and their telephone anymore, and there may be some positive results.
I hope something like that could work, but again, you mentioned somebody who sounds like, you know, by her last name, she's a minority. They've got her placed perfectly, and her status being in this country is probably based on it, so who knows what they're threatening her with. But if she screws up, they're going to replace her with someone else that's less educated.
Well, it's one of the most interesting things that I have found is that this is a person who does not even speak fluent English, and yet they're put into a position where they're supposed to read and evaluate English and other stuff. Okay?
Yeah. Again, it's not her fault. It's the powers that be again. You know, it's just they're going to do what they're going to do. All we can do is take care of ourselves, our family, our loved ones, each other. That's all we can do. That's all God wanted us to do. You and I have had deep conversations over this at times. It's you know, people just need to ultimately wake up for themselves and discover these things for themselves, and that's what this is all about. That's why we're doing this. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. That's why BBS Radio is here. I think you should get your own show on BBS Radio and host your own show. Really, really seriously look into that. I'm sure Don will be happy to have you as a host.
I may actually do that. Who knows? Maybe the person in charge of your site there may decide to call me back and offer me some time slots because, you know, we've only touched the tip of the iceberg. And
I'm so
well connected into the portion of the scientific community that would like to tell what beneficial new technologies there are out on the world. That it's really not even funny, but there's a lot of people that I know that would like to speak probably anonymously so that they might be able to stay alive because some of them realize they've got information out there that there are powers out there that really don't want them to tell. And there's a lot of people I know in the scientific community that have been trying to do things that are beneficial for the population, but they've been put down time after time.
Yes, we
could bring out a lot of information. You know, I'll tell you this small thing, Jeff. I worked for the United States government over 25 years ago, and I still retain a higher than top secret security clearance. And as far as I know, I'm the only man alive that has my government training. And subsequently, I was privileged some really super advanced technologies. And I'm bringing some of those advanced technologies out at this point in time. And you know what? I don't care whether the pharmaceutical cartel wants me to bring them out or not. I'm willing to go up against them, and I've got approval from sources that are much higher up to bring these technologies out and make them available to people.
And that's what I've always sensed being around you. I don't get involved with people on this serious of a level, listeners out there, unless I know it's being guided by spirit and they're on path, and he is definitely a gentleman on path. Please continue. This is wonderful.
Well, how much more time do we have left?
We've got 10 minutes.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to go over a couple of things that the FDA has been blocking that's rather interesting. We developed a product in the laboratory that would literally reverse baldness and give people healthy, natural, growing hair again. And it would reverse grayness in most occasions as well. And you know what? We've been waiting for over a year to get the label approved so we could get that product into the United States.
Well, if you were to suggest to somebody in the States of something they can purchase in any local health food store to handle that, what would you suggest for gray hair?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know of anything that's available in the local health food stores that will enable somebody to regrow their hair.
And there you go.
That's exactly why
I
developed this product, because it's a topical product. The person just puts it on their scalp, and their scalp gets back to a healthy, natural state so that it can grow hair. And it's a non-toxic product, and it's not like Rogaine or any of those other pills out there where when you stop taking the product, your hair falls out.
Uh-huh.
So we also developed a product that reversed hearing damage, literally made repairs to the drum and the inside of portions of the ear, And it was simply drops that a person could put in their ear. And I know I found it really interesting because I had a lot of hearing damage. And I knew how to make the product, but I had never taken the time to make it for myself. It wasn't until someone requested that I do it that I actually went in the lab, formulated the stuff up, and ran the tests on it and documented that it worked and everything. And I've got to tell you this. We documented a 17% increase in my hearing in my right ear with one single application.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's amazing.
And it was only, and the application was 5 drops down the ear canal, and I simply laid on my side for about 20 minutes so that the drops would stay in place, and then I rolled over, I let the 5 drops, whatever was left that didn't absorb, back out of my ear, and then we went and conducted this hearing test that we had just conducted one prior to my doing this, and we documented a 17% increase in my hearing in my right ear from one single application. And I've got another product that we have played hell in a handbasket trying to get in. We've changed the name on it about 5 different times, and it restores eyesight. We have customers that I've managed to get sample bottles to on a few different occasions that have went from legally blind to 20/20 vision again. And these are the types of things that we find the FDA does not want on the market. They don't care if it has some DDT poison in it. They'll put something like that on the market.
Right.
But you know what? If it does something good to you, if it's 100% non-toxic, and it threatens the profits of the pharmaceutical industry, forget about it. They tell you it's a new drug, even if it's something natural. They tried to take cherries off the market a short time ago because there was scientific research showing cherries to be beneficial to people, actually to reduce inflammation more than Tylenol, and to do it without any toxic side effects. Okay?
Well, uh-huh.
And they actually threatened to arrest the cherry growers and the farmers in the United States growing cherries for marketing an illegal drug called cherries.
Well, I'm not one to release non-fact, but I've heard it took like 6 months to get Prozac approved, and studies are supposed to be, 5 to 10 years? So they wanted that one out there quick.
Well, you know, there's a funny thing in that Prozac contains a very, very toxic element and a very toxic compound that has permanent disabling capabilities.
Oh, yeah, there's certain things and certain religions that once you've taken Prozac, you can't even be part of it anymore. That's it. You're screwed, basically. And they're giving it to our children.
You know, there's something that I've got to tell everybody. If there's anybody on this show that thinks that fluoride is good for their teeth or anything,
you weren't listening to the last show. You must not have been listening to the last show, because that's exactly what they're ending off with, talking about how toxic fluoride is and has no benefits, and that tests done with fluoride in one region versus no fluoride in another region, so no difference in cavities. fluoride is not something we need.
Well, did you tell them that I have probably the single most comprehensive page on the internet on fluoride?
Well, can we give some information now before we're out of time here? Let's give some practical information, some stuff our listeners can get to and look at. I know a lot of your listeners are listening in tonight already know all this wonderful stuff, and hopefully they're spreading that light. But for our listeners that do not, maybe anything you want to give out, email addresses, websites, whatever, all yours, go for it.
Well, why don't you do this? You can give my main website out, the one that you know best.
Okay, and that's themiraculewater.com. Okay, that's Miracule.
Why don't you?
Okay, sure, www.miraculewater.com, and that's Miracule, not Miracle. So it's miraculewater.com. So that's www.miraculewater.com, and I think from there around they can get to pretty much everything, correct?
Well, we only touched the tip of the iceberg, but now what I'd like you to do, Jeff, is a preview of something and to see if you want to talk about it, because it's going to be a really hot subject. Go to a website called ultimatebugkiller.com and see if you'd like to talk about that subject in one of the next weeks, because you know what? It's a subject that we really need to get some public exposure on.
Okay, and does that have to do with silver?
No, it has absolutely nothing to do with silver or the silver
product. Okay, I heard bug killer. I heard bug killer, and that's what the first thing that hit my mind here. And just for you folks out there, we do have a very good silver product available here in the States. So if you do need to acquire that, again, it's from the website, the basic website. I'm not sure what you're doing to your site, but are you able to get this stuff out right now? What's the deal? Is this all current information you're giving me about being booked at the borders?
Oh, yes, and we're giving you all current information. We've found a lot of ways to take care of border issues, but we're still working on some of the mainstream border issues. Now, I'm going to say that website again that I was trying to mention to you.
Sure, please
it's
do.
Ultimate. It's the word ultimate, and then bug, and then killer.com, okay?
www.ultimatebugkiller.com. Got it.
Okay. Take a look at that website. You're going to see some of the research that I have been involved in for the last several months, and you're going to be just absolutely amazed at what I have found and what I've documented. And it's not just my documentation. I'm hooked in with a lot of other scientists around the world, and most of them are afraid to put their name on anything. They're afraid of the consequences.
Right.
So what I'm doing, I'm summarizing a great deal of their research that I have also verified.
Okay.
So you're going to get to see that, and that site will get expanded out with a lot more information in the near future. But there's a lot of real valuable information, and there is also a chart on that site that is a one-of-a-kind type of chart, because there has never before been a chart made that shows the sizes in angstroms, okay, and microns of different types of microbes that get into our bodies and things that infect us, and gives people the exact size ranges, okay?
That's wonderful.
Right on down to things like nanomachines and nanoprobes are listed there, and the information that's there can be so invaluable that it isn't even funny, because we're anticipating that at around this point in time that the infection rate from what is mentioned there on the site is probably close to 100%. I know the 5th of this month why it was at 80% worldwide.
Wow.
And it can't be detected by normal laboratory means that the doctors are currently using, and they have not been educated about it. Well, there's another little thing in that. There's not a single antibiotic that we tested that had any effect on these microbes.
Well, Ryan, we're going to have to save that for our next show when we have you back, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're running out of time here tonight, so I'll leave our listeners with the links or questions or inquiries on tonight's show. The general website is the www.tobehealthynow.com. That's www.2behealthynow.com, or just go to the BBS Radio website, and on tonight's show info down the center, you'll get to the links to our sites. Dr. Talmadge, you gave out your information, how you're giving out an email address. Is that possible, or are you good?
No, I'm not trying to answer a lot of email at this time, Jeff.
Okay, well, not a problem. So I'll say thanks, and we'll end off here, and thanks for tuning in to our listeners. And thank you, Dr. Talmadge, for your time and your knowledge and for helping to raise awareness when it comes to our health and our freedoms with our health. Thank you, brothers and sisters of light, for tuning in tonight. And please be sure to come back next week for another highly enlightening and conscious-shifting show. Our show next week will be taped, more than likely. We're not for sure yet. It'll be on the DVD, The View from the Center of the Universe. This is quite an amazing book, folks. Hear about our evolution from a perspective that most have never, ever entertained. Be sure to go to the Trusted News Trader link, the blog site, at bbsradio.com on the left of the BBS Radio homepage. There's some incredible information there, and feel free to put up any useful information you feel might be of help to our listeners. And as always, it is our mission, with the simple truth, to continually seek out cutting-edge products and healing modalities from around the world, and to do our best to keep you up to date on current affairs going on in our country. Most importantly, we are always seeking and staying in truth, in the light, in love, always. And again, many thanks to our producer, Donald Newsom, for BBS Radio and what you do. You do it so well. And don't forget, folks, if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. So spread the news, spread the truth, spread the love, and spread the light. Bye for now. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. and may your lives be filled with a great joy and wonder. Always, love and light to all.